Hi, I'm Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear old Corey, can we be even now? I'm sorry, but this is unfair. See, I'm not a bad guy. I did okay in high school when I went, and I only stole my mom's car like once or twice. You know, kid stuff we've all done. And as I got older, I couldn't find a job, so I'd do a few other things, like borrowing info from people like I did with you. But with you, I've been having issues. I guess you couldn't have warned me, but I still blame you for this. I took the same precautions I always do. I looked you up, did a Google search, and you seem like a normal person. Corey Knowles. That's normal and friendly sounding enough. You didn't even argue with people about nonsense online. Well, there was that one post about how Rio and Beth were a terrible pair on Good Girls, and I can't blame you for typing out a few harsh words on that one. I got excited. You're such a goober. The type of guy that probably had a white picket fence, a real, I don't know, Flanders type. You know, from The Simpsons. Anyways, I always know you watch The Simpsons, so I'm sure you get the reference. I did a more extensive look into your background. You had great credit. You worked as a teacher, then moved and worked for a tech company briefly before going back to inspiring students. You actually said that in a post. I don't teach, I inspire. I knew then without a doubt that you'd be perfect. That was the life I needed. So then I used a few details, or what some harshly call stealing your identity. And at first it was fine. I became Corey Knowles. I felt better about myself as I used that name. I was a different guy. Proudly handing credit cards with your information on them to cashiers, and things were going great. I looked in the mirror and practiced introducing myself, because talking to strangers and making friends was something Corey Knowles would do. I started volunteering at animal shelters even. Don't get me wrong, I love animals, but I mainly did it because I needed my persona to fit well with my new name. Then two guys came to my house. One was large in size and easily over 6 feet tall. The other was a bit shorter, but looked like there was a lot of muscle under his suit. I thought they were trying to rob me or something, but then one of them said our name. Apparently, I was a hard man to track down, and the pictures they had of what I looked like didn't match up, but they were able to confirm my information through places where I volunteered. The next thing I knew, I was being served with papers that said you owed child support for 7 kids. Come on, Corey, 7? You couldn't have stopped at 3 or something? Now, I thought I'd switch identities again, but they had private investigators on me. I couldn't just up and leave knowing I was being watched. I couldn't pull any of my usual tricks. I kept trying to live life as if you hadn't totally screwed me over. I was coming home from court, where I have to pay for your kids now. And then I saw them as I left court. And I'm sure you can guess, it wasn't the kids. No, it was PIs from your job at that tech company you work for. Oh, you know the one where you stole proprietary information and sold it to multiple competitors? Yeah, they are still pretty steamed about that one. They are talking about pressing charges against me for what you did. Now, how is that fair? I really thought you were a decent guy, and I just can't believe you were a deadbeat dad and an information thief. I'm truly disgusted with you. And that's another fun fact I discovered. Corey Knowles isn't even your real name. You stole the identity of a man and have been using it for more than 15 years. So is that what you're really about? stealing people's lives and destroying them for your own selfish gain? And I'm sure you're somewhere laughing your lying butt off thinking this is funny. I know you are, because I have no doubt that it was you I saw a couple of weeks ago. I ran up to you and you laughed sarcastically and said, "Nope, that's not me, man, but I hope you find your friend. Sounds like a very wanted man." I get it now. I borrowed your identity, but what I got was all of your troubles, and now you're free and I'm trapped. So, dear old Corey, what do I do now? Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. I am Carmen Norris, and I really appreciate each of you. If you want to make sure you keep up to date, make sure to follow along. Make sure that wherever you're listening to this, you click that little button to get alerts so that you know whenever a new episode is out. Also, follow me on Instagram at author Carmen Norris. Almost got that wrong. And on TikTok, same name, at author Carmen Norris. And I'll always post updates and things, and I love to connect with you guys. All right, y'all. Until next time.